Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. It might have even been less than that. It might have been like 50 downloads a day worldwide. 50 people discovered me. But I was pretty proud of that. I've done a complete 180 on a lot of this shit. Trust me. Please, I need some toxic masculinity. The more toxic, the better. Yes, give me every bit of it. I should get a t-shirt that just says, I love dick. A guy that just knows how to fuck you. Oh my God. Unbelievable. I will take a 6 in the streets and a 10 in the sheets any day. I've gotten less stringent about like my minimum height requirement, especially if they have a good dick. Good dick makes up for a lot. A lot of shortcomings, no pun intended. The odds are not in my favor for these snagging the really, really tall ones. Although I do seem to pull it off pretty well. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. We are doing a different format today, guys. I know it's Saturday. Normally I would have an interview, but I don't know. This year 8, it's like the wild, wild west. I'm just winging it and doing whatever the fuck I feel like. I guess ratings be damned. I am moving in different directions, but what I wanted to do was break down my very, very first podcast episode. This is going to be episode 1. And we're just going to go through it together. And I would love to compare and contrast Layla then versus Layla now. It's so funny when I go back and I listen to these first year episodes with my thoughts and my perceptions and concerns about where I was going and what I was doing. You know, this was really, really out there for me. And I'd never been this free with my sexuality. I'd never even considered it, or even just making my sexuality a priority was such a foreign concept. I just never thought of it really with a lot about any of it. It's really kind of strange when I look back on it now to think how out of touch I was with myself sexually and what I really wanted. And it's interesting to fast forward now, 8 years later, and think, well, do I really have a better handle on it? I definitely am more perverted. But I don't want to give away too many of the, if you've been listening to me, you already know this, but some of you haven't actually followed me from the very beginning. So I think this will be fun because there's a lot of stuff that, you know, is similar and then a lot that's quite a bit different. But this very first episode, I'm actually proud of this very first episode, not knowing where it would all go and where this was all leading. I'm very proud of myself that even back then, my very first episode, this was entitled What I Love About a Man. I'm like, fucking right on. I've always been a lover of men, even though, which is strange because when you consider from whence I started, I was just very, I knew I loved men. I mean, I've always been a like man lover, not a man hater. I just have always loved men. But this was before the toxic masculinity movement, all of this stuff kind of trying to make men out to be bad in some way, fill in the blanks. You're bad because whatever. You're too masculine. You're too toxic. You're not soft enough. You're not feminine enough. And all these kind of confusing signals that I think guys have gotten along the way. But at my core, I'm very proud to say at the who of who I am is always been just this man lover and not knowing where everything was going. Like I said, with all the male bashing and the red pilling and the toxic masculinity uprising and all that. This is before that. And I was still shouting from the rooftops from anybody that wanted to listen. And back then, guys, it was like 500 downloads a day. I mean, I didn't even know who these people were. Like, who are these random people just listening to my little podcast? Or actually, gosh, it might have even been less than that. It might have been like 50 downloads a day worldwide. 50 people discovered me. But I was pretty proud of that. That was the fun part about starting all of this and sharing all of this. I was ignorance on fire. I had no idea where I was going with it. Really no preset agenda. But I think I'm going to do more breakdowns of like my year one and sprinkle them in there because it's really fascinating to look back on yourself. And I have this huge, I guess if you want to call it, body of work. Just all of these recordings, all of this audio, all of this content. But it's very fascinating, obviously, to me personally, right? To see where the aspects that have changed and then the ones that have stayed the same and just maintained this steady constant. And one of those things, for sure, you cannot deny this. You can't go back and rewrite history. History shows that I have just been a lover, lover, lover of men for the beginning, from the beginning. So I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that. I'm surprised because believe me, there's a lot of things I'm jaded about in this world. And, you know, men, you're not one of them. So that's a good thing. And then just, well, I don't want to give too much. I don't want to preempt too much of it. But what I'm going to do in this episode is I'm going to play the whole episode. And I'm going to just jump in and interject at points in the episode and point out some things that I see that jump out to me. I'm wondering, for those of you that have been listening to me for a while, when you hear this, especially if you've never heard my old audio from when I very, very first started, I'm wondering what will jump out at you. So guys, this has to be interactive. You have to send me some feedback on this. I'm really curious. If you've been listening to me for a while or even not that long, what strikes you as different? Aside from the crappy audio quality, okay, we have to overlook that. Trust me, back then it was the wild, wild west. I didn't even have a microphone. I had speakers in my laptop and I went for it. And the funny thing is when you look back at year one content, I think I had 44 episodes in the first year because I had no release schedule. I just went for it. Whenever I felt like talking about something sexy came to mind. You know, this was really just a different point of view. I had no thoughts on this lasting this long, where it was going. I just went with my feelings. I guess just like, do I have something to talk about? Do I have something interesting to say? Yes. Is it hot? Is it sexy? Am I letting this stuff kind of brew up in me? And then when it did, and then I felt like, oh, I've got something to say about this subject or that subject, I would literally sit down and record it. Sometimes I'd have a lot of stuff on my mind and I would just go, you know, segment to segment to segment, recording to recording to recording. And there were days when I'd release three things in one day, and then I wouldn't release anything for 3 weeks. It was way hit or miss. I had no rhyme or reason for it. I just wanted to document myself and what I was going through and everything that was coming up. It did not have to amount to anything. But if I felt like I had something to say, damn it, I said it. So it's very fun, again, like I said, to see the growth, the changes. There's definitely another episode I've got to do at some point. I don't know when I'll throw it in there, but oh my gosh, you guys, it was everything. I was like, I won't do this and I won't do that. And I don't like this. And don't stick my head down on your dick and gag me. Oh my goodness. I can't wait to put that one up because I've done a complete 180 on a lot of this shit. Trust me. But it's very fun to have this all documented. And sometimes people like to get on me and say, over the years, you've contradicted yourself. Well, no shit. I hope so. And quite frankly, I am proud of that. There are certain things like the love of men that I am so happy that I've retained. That's just been unwavering. Thank you. I love men. I always will. Okay. But there's other things that, you know, you get exposed to other things and you change your perspective on it. And so that's called disinfecting your brain from thoughts that don't serve you well anymore, or things that just at that point, that was the stage I was in. And now as a normal human being, I've grown and evolved. I would be so disappointed in myself if when I look back on this stuff, I couldn't poke fun at myself. I couldn't see the growth and the change. And I couldn't draw some parallels as to how prioritizing sex has changed me and for the better. That's what, or maybe not, right? That was what this whole social experiment for me was about. If I do these things, if I really allow myself the space and the freedom to let go and explore sexually, where is it leading me? Who am I becoming? What does this turn me into? How does this change, you know, all these things in my life? And it's definitely been for the better. But let's jump in without further ado. We're gonna jump in right now. And like I said, this is episode one. I will link it in the show notes so that you can go back and hear the full original recording. And yeah, there we go, guys. All right. If you want to hear the original without me interjecting, it could be annoying, right? Where all of a sudden I'm mid sentence and I'm like, I stop and I start interjecting with what I was going on, but I think it's going to be interesting. So, all right, guys, again, here we love your feedback on this. When we get to the end of this, thanks so much for listening. And if you haven't, there's not very many episodes in year one. Go back and listen to year one. It's a fun thing to do. And these episodes are not very long, like 6, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, 15 minutes. I mean, literally back then, it was a thought, a single thought that I would ruminate on. And just, if I had something to say, I would word vomit it out, hit record, and then publish. No editing. Nothing. I just went for it. It was, like I said, that was probably the funnest and freest year one and year two, I think. And then I started to think about where I was going with it business-wise, growth-wise, and then shit got different. But if you really want to hear some fun, free, crazy stories, you have to marry the podcast with the blog. Okay. So the blog was originally where I put most of the sex stories. And then I just talked about things conceptually, sexually through the podcast. I wasn't really sharing the actual sex encounters until finally I just was like, I hate writing. I suck at it. I just need to talk. I can talk this stuff through. So guys, check out the episodes 1 through 44. That was season 1. And then also, we've got to go back and read the blog, which is on the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the blog. And then that's how I used to sit and write out all the sexual encounters, because for some reason I thought I was going to be this sex blogger. But yeah, we all know that didn't happen. All right. So here's episode one, guys, from 2016. I think this is December 19th. God, I hope I'm not wrong. I think it's December 19th of 2016. Here it is.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, so let's talk about what I love about a man. Oh my gosh, where do I start? Okay, you men, you're just so delicious. Let me just start with that. Like, I fucking love you guys. I love men. Ugh, their bodies, their strength, just everything. But just so I can, like, keep my thoughts collected here, let me start at the beginning. Let me start with why I have a certain physical type. I'm tall, and while I'm slim, I've always been tall, and so I say that I suffer from TGS, which is tall girl syndrome. And tall girl syndrome is, you know, no matter how slim I am, as tall as I am, I always kind of feel big. You know, it's just something in my head, right, where I don't want to feel big. I want to feel tiny and petite and, you know, like I can be manhandled and snapped like a little twig, when in reality, you know, I'm tall and lean and, you know, it's, I'm not 5'2". So I'll never feel like this tiny little petite spinner unless I have a tall, you know, physically strong guy. Hey guys, did you like the old intro? That's right, I forgot about that. I was going to take that out, but then I thought I'm going to leave it in there because a lot of you guys didn't know that's my old intro. Different music. I changed it. I don't know. I forget when I changed it. Anyway, obviously, like I said, you know what I love? Like, I love that this is my very first podcast ever, that I'm starting out with just my sheer enamored state. I don't even know if that's the right way to put it, but it's like I'm a little girl with a crush. Like, that's how I feel when I get around a man that I really like and that I'm attracted to. And it's just, oh God, male energy is so fucking sexy to me. It's just, it's the masculine. It really is just that whole masculine vibe. It's the yin to my yang. I really do just love men. I mean, I'm so sexually turned on and drawn to them, and especially just all the masculine qualities. And this is why when I started hearing about this whole red pill and then the whole toxic masculinity thing, that is why, you guys, it just, like, I couldn't get my head around it. I'm like, what? No, please. I need some toxic masculinity with a side of toxic masculinity extra. I want, like, a triple toxic masculinity burner. The more toxic, the better. Yes, give me every bit of it. I don't know. To me, that's like such an oxymoron. How toxic masculinity, how can you have that? And listen, I know the point behind it. That's just called being an asshole. Anybody can be an asshole. A man can be an asshole. A woman can be an asshole. But yeah, you're just that, all the things that make men so fucking hot. I don't know. You just can't not want it. I mean, oh, yes. Let me swim around in it and just, and muscles and strength and dicks and dicks. Yes, dicks. Dicks are sexy. I mean, I really do. I love dicks. I should get a t-shirt that just says, I love dick. I don't think I've really appreciated dicks before I started doing this. I never compared dicks. Hadn't seen a lot of dicks, really. Not that long ago in my life. Was not well-traveled when it came to being with guys, different guys, a lot of different guys. And I don't know, just experiencing the way your dicks feel and how they're different. And some guys really know how to use their dicks. I mean, a guy that just knows how to fuck you. Oh my God. Unbelievable. There is a huge difference. It's not even close. It's not even close. A guy that doesn't know how to fuck you, he's like a two. You give him like a two. The guy that knows how to fuck you and work your pussy and just make you come and just knows all the right angles and pressure points and little crevices to get into. Oh, God, yes. That's the best. Absolutely the best. Okay. I know, I've gone on and on. Let's jump back in and let's see what else I've been talking about since the beginning. So that tends to be my type. Kind of like, you know, I would say 6'2 and above is 6'2 to 6'5. That's like my ideal. I mean, 6'5 is probably my ideal height. That's perfect. I can put my heels on. You know, all my expensive heels are 4 inches. So you put that on 5'10 and boom, you know, you're right up there. Now, I want to put in a caveat to that because it's not always about, sometimes it's about, there's definitely some men that have that it's their physical presence is imposing and it's just, there's something about them. So it's not a steadfast rule, but generally speaking, if you lined up a lot of the guys over the years that I've dated or, you know, had relationships with, what have you, they're going to look, they have a similar look. Okay. Off that. Now, so I love a bigger guy. I love a tall, you know, hunk of a man with, you know, that outweighs me a lot so that I can feel like I love the weight of a man's body on me. Oh, fuck, that turns me on. Just when he's on top of you, that like you just know, oh, this is a man. I love the size of their shoulders and chiseled abs and hands.
Okay, so at this point, in all fairness to me and listening to this, you could take me as being shallow as far as, oh, I have to have a 10. No, I have to clarify this. And this has been really the interesting thing about doing this whole social experiment with myself and exploring sexually. One of the most interesting things that's come out of it is that I've lightened up my criteria on which, again, we're listening to year one stuff. This is episode one, okay, year one. And while some of it sounds the same, there are some caveats, okay? So I have to point that out. And I really ventured out. Into my, away from my typical stereotypical look. And in doing that, I really just discovered what I love the most, really, about just getting to know somebody and liking them and all that sexual tension and that buildup. And that is that a lot of this stuff develops over time. And when you start dating someone, you may think, oh, he's attractive, or you're thinking he's a strong 8 or 7.5, whatever. And you get to know him, and then you start to experience this person sexually, and they turn into a 10, like a 10 plus. That is what I love. I will take a 6 in the streets and a 10 in the sheets any day. Oh my gosh. Please. I'm over the whole, you got to look like a Calvin Klein model. Now I do want your body to physically look like that, but your face doesn't have to always match up. I still can't get over the tall thing. You guys know this. Although I have come down a little bit, I have to say, giving myself some kudos, some props. I've gotten less stringent about like my minimum height requirement, although it does help. I have ventured out of this and actually gone with guys that are my height. But I have to say, I can still enjoy them sexually, and I can, especially if they have a good dick. A good dick makes up for a lot, a lot of shortcomings, no pun intended. But I guess it's just my basic way of saying that I have moved past some of the superficial stuff. I know, as I'm saying, you still have to be tall. It's just that there's something missing. There is something missing when I don't have that super tall element. And it's because in the bedroom, I like to feel just like, I don't know. I like to feel very feminine. And a man that's a lot bigger than me makes me feel that way. He's so much stronger and bigger, and he can just manhandle me but also protect me and be gentle with me. It's all that rolled into there. Oh, I don't know. It's the psychology of it. I fucking love it. There is that psychological element of the size thing is super important to me. And I've tried over the years. That's the one thing. So while I've grown out of some things, the physical requirements, which is fine. These guys, you know, when I get to know them and then I'm sexually attracted to them, they're like the best looking thing ever. So that's fine. That's a good thing, I think, to let go of. But the height thing, I've tried it, and I've really, really given it the old college try many a time. And I cannot see myself with a short person. I cannot see myself being with a short man. And short to me, that's all relative. So short to me is someone that's my height or just a little bit taller. It's tough. It's a tough one for me. I feel like we're the same size. There's some sexiness lost, some of the elements of it. I don't know. But yeah, that one's here to stay. The height thing, sorry, it's just here to stay. And I know I'm shooting myself in the foot. I know that I have a less percentage. The odds are not in my favor for these snagging the really, really tall ones. Although I do seem to pull it off pretty well. So anyway, all right, now let's get back to it.
I just have this thing about a man's hands. First of all, I love those hands all over me, touching me and making me feel good and sometimes soft and sometimes strong. But I don't know what it is. Like, I just love a man's hands. You know, when guys send selfies and in the mirror and you can see them holding the phone, I'm always drawn right to the hands. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a kink or a fetish. I'm not sure. I need a little help with discerning that. But yeah, definitely. I love, you know, a man's hands. I like when a man just kind of, you know, grabs you and you feel how strong he is, and not in a super aggressive way, but, you know, again, it's just the masculine energy to me is just such a fucking turn on. Like, when I'm looking at a tall man who's in great shape, who takes care of himself, I I can't help it. I mean, I just get so fucking turned on. I love men's voices. I love how they're protective of women. You know, how a man makes me just feel so feminine and so fucking sexy, you know, like, ugh. Men and women's bodies were really, you know, their energy, you know, the yin and the yang and all that. They're just so uniquely designed for each other. And that's not to say that's, you know, that there's not that same dynamic and energy between same-sex couples in any way. Just that, you know, for me, oh my gosh, nothing, you know, gets me going than more than just a sexy, tall, in shape, well-built hunk of a man. I'm just like, get over here and get on me, or let me get on you. I know what to do with that body.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I just had a revelation. I had to interrupt again. You guys, I had an interesting revelation. I'm hearing for the very first time, or seeing rather, I guess, what Cowboy Ann used to tell me, that from the moment he met me, he knew I was submissive. Now, at this point, when I recorded this, I had no idea that I was submissive. But when I really listen to this, I can see that I am. That's part of what all of this is saying about the masculine and needing this. And what I'm needing is that dominant male energy. And it's no wonder why BDSM totally ends up being my thing that I just end up loving. And as I listen to this, it's just so funny because it's obvious, but it never was. Wow. That's kind of interesting to me right now, guys. I was just listening through to what I was saying and just went, holy shit, there it is right there, plain as day. But I didn't even know it. And I lived as a grown-up adult woman. Oh, speaking of Cowboy Ann, there he is right there. There we go. Speaking of the devil, can you believe that? He says Mr. Big and I have weird timing, but I'll tell you what, he has weird timing too. You guys don't know this, but you have some weird kind of fucking Jedi mind mojo. Like, you can sense a disruption in the Force, or maybe you know when I'm talking about you. It's very strange. If I'm with another guy, I'm guaranteed someone's going to call. Someone will call, or if I'm recording on the podcast talking about a specific guy, they'll end up calling during the podcast. It's very strange, uncanny. Okay, anyway, back to what I was saying. As Cowboy Ann so quickly pointed out back at the original recording date of this, that I was a submissive woman and I just didn't even know it. Wow. And that's probably why, you know, for the longest time, I just couldn't quite make the connection that I wanted to. Well, lo and behold, do-do-do-do, someone came along. That was going to take me on a real, real, real fun journey, along with a lot of other really amazing lovers. And yeah, it's just interesting to listen to this and know I had no idea what was coming, you guys, what was to unfold. I had no idea I'd still be here 8 years later. Not a fucking clue. All I knew was I just kept looking forward. I really didn't honestly know much. It was just, I was going to put one foot in front of the other, set out on this little journey and see where it took me. I didn't have a destination in mind. I just wanted to see what was to come.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting myself all worked up here. I'm going to have to find an outlet for this when I'm done. But I love, like, you know, I love really broad shoulders and chiseled arms, and I want to be in those arms. And I just kind of, like I said earlier, I love the fact that, you know, like, this, a man is strong, and physically, you know, they're strong, and that they could just have their way with you if they wanted, but they can also provide you the softness and comfort that you need too, because you feel safe and cared for and Oh, it's the best. I think snuggling after an aggressive sex session is hot. Going from one extreme to the other, hot. So anyway, that's what I love about men. And I guess I focused on the physical mostly, but yeah, that's kind of what I'm here to do, right? Focus on the physical for now. Anyway, there you have it.
All right, guys. Well, there you go. By the way, I used to end a lot of the episodes, and it used to be more in my vernacular when I was just younger. I used to always say, and there you have it. That was my way of signing off. Anyway, I was obviously doing this back then. But anyway, guys, I am fascinated when I listen to this that I just had no idea what's to come. You know, I just started out on this sexual exploration. I wanted to meet some fun guys, knock some things off my sex bucket list, and then fade into the background. That was really the only thing that I thought was going to come of this. And instead, it's 8 years later of content. Some of the deepest, most fascinating, truest self-discovery that I've ever been on or been a part of. And the development of my sexuality and my understanding of myself, and I think women better, but also really all of a sudden my physical fascination with men turned into something deeper. It turned into the emotional fascination with men and wanting to understand men better and kind of study them. And I guess it's kind of sad to say, I really just wasn't clued in to what men wanted or needed. I just assumed that it was kind of mostly physical stuff too, most of the way I was talking back then. And I don't get me wrong, see, I'm not trying to say I still don't appreciate the physicality of things or the way something physically looks and attractiveness and all that. Yes, of course I do. But it's really expanded and become much wider. It's a wider net, and different people from different walks of life with different backgrounds that never would have gotten snared in that net are now, you know, I'm casting a wide net. There they are. They're fantastic. It's just been, yeah, it's really broadened my horizons in so many ways other than just the obvious stuff, which is, of course, the sexual experiences and the sensual stuff and what my body can do and learning about that. It's really been so interesting. And I just hope that some people just decide to give themselves this gift too and do it as well, because it really makes a good positive impact. And it's just going to open up things you just can't even imagine. You cannot tell where you're going to end up with it. And, you know, to me, that's fun. I'm a jump in the deep end and learn how to swim on the way down kind of person. I might sink on the bottom for a little bit, but I'm motivated. I'll get up real quick. I'm not going to be stuck down there, not being able to take a breath. But yeah, I've just had so much fun with it, you guys. And I appreciate everybody that's been with me. I know some of you have been long, long time listeners from the beginning, which so humbling and amazing to me. And if you guys haven't listened from the beginning, I would encourage you to go back. Like I said, there's 44 episodes in season one. Pick a few that the titles that you like. And I'd be curious to get your take on where you think I'm at then as compared to now. That's always the question I'm trying to answer for myself, right? Is who am I turning into? Who am I becoming? And what does this make me at the end of this? And I still don't know. That's the fun part. It's still unfolding. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me on a Saturday. I appreciate you so, so much. Always love, love, love your feedback. Two easy ways to do it, guys. Email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com, Or, you know what my favorite is, to leave me a voicemail, just go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on the pink tab on the right-hand side. You've got 5 minutes. Let it rip. I get back to each and every one of you personally. All right, everyone. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.